Hello again, Bernie Miklas with you on this Tuesday afternoon. This is the Bernie Miklas Show on YouTube. I want to talk about some St. Louis Blues today. They have been rocking, man, rocking and rocking and rolling and rolling as they go into Tuesday's game at Nashville. Your favorite hockey team is 8-2-2 since the NHL resumed play following the Four Nations tournament. Over this time, the Blues ranked number one in the league in points, and they're tied for third in the league with a 750 points percentage. And this surge, which has been really impressive, has moved the Blues into a tie with Vancouver for the second wildcard spot in the Western Conference. They each have 73 points. The Canucks and the Blues are 2 points ahead of Calgary and Utah. So this is a tight, tight, tight one. And the Blues are going to have to be at their best in their remaining regular season games. The Blues also have played one more game than Vancouver, one more than Utah, and two more than Calgary. But even with the other teams having more games remaining than St. Louis, Money Puck has a playoff probability for the Blues that's favorable to their chances. In other words, for the rest of the way, you look at the schedule and Money Puck does the rest. The Blues have a 38.8% probability of making the playoffs, which is better than Vancouver's 29%. Utah's nearly 25% and Calgary's just under 18%. So a big reason for that, as I mentioned, is the Blues' remaining schedule, which is the easiest among the NHL teams. Every NHL team, easiest in the league, according to the invaluable site called Tankathon. But before I talk about the more recent turn of events, the very, very positive shift in events, the real turning point of the season was when Doug Armstrong sacked coach Drew Bannister and replaced him with Jim Montgomery. The Blues have hit some ruts, sure, every now and then. There's been a few lapses since Monty took over. But, you know, I didn't expect the guy to come in and all of a sudden this team would be perfect. I mean, there was a lot of things to work on. So he took over on November the 25th. And even with the ruts that they've encountered, right, he's transformed the Blues into a beast at 5-on-5 hockey. And this is the biggest reason for their turnaround. It's crucial to be great at 5-on-5 because 5-on-5 is the foundation of any hockey team at any level. And even when the Blues were struggling, their 5-on-5 domination was something they could lean on to enable them to kind of pull out of the rut and to bounce back and to get back on track. See, that's what a strong 5-on-5 foundation can do for your team. Here are a few particulars. In 22 games under Bannister, the Blues were outscored 53-28 at 5-on-5, which means they had a goal share of 41.7%. Now, let's contrast that to the Montgomery Blues. In 46 games under Monty, the Blues have outscored opponents 102-75, a goal share at 5-on-5 of 57.6%, second best in the NHL over that time. So let me put this another way. The Blues at 5-on-5 were a minus 18 with Bannister at coach. They are a plus 27 with Montgomery as the coach at 5-on-5. So my friends, think about that for a minute, right? That's a 45-goal turnaround in the Blues 5-on-5 performance since the coaching change was made, and that is pretty profound. So what the Blues are doing is not a fluke. It's just not a fluke. Their foundational 5-on-5 play has been exceptionally strong, and that's made all the difference because that's always there. That's your insurance. Under Bannister, the Blues were 23rd in the league in average 5-on-5 goals per 60 minutes. Under Monty, they're 5th in the league, average 5-on-5 goals per 60 minutes, which moves they've moved up 18 spots in the rankings. As for 5-on-5 goals per 60, they've moved up 18 spots in the rankings since the change was made. Same thing with goals against. Under Bannister, the Blues were 27th in the NHL. 5-on-5 goals given up per 60 minutes. Under Montgomery, the Blues are number 3 in the league at 5-on-5 goals given up per 60 minutes. So in that category, goals allowed at 5-on-5 per 60 minutes, The Blues have moved up 24 spots in the ranking since Montgomery arrived to reorganize this team and give it an identity. And I can't emphasize this enough. When you go from being one of the worst teams in the NHL to one of the best teams in the NHL at 5-on-5 play, your team's dramatic upturn in performance will lead to you having a winning, established playoff caliber hockey team. It doesn't mean that the Blues will make the playoffs, but it means that this 5-on-5 foundation with some other things now mixed in has made it possible to make the playoffs. What are some of those things? Let's go through the list really quick. I got an itchy nose today, man. Pardon me. I keep going like that. Did I ever say I was couth? No. My manners are pretty good, but I'm not going to stop a video to scratch my nose. Anyway, number one, during the Blues' 8-2-2 run, their best performers are performing like their best performers should. Six forwards are averaging about a point per game or really close to it. Robert Thomas, Pavel Buchnevich, Jordan Kyrou, Jake Neighbors, and Captain Braden Shen. I think that's five. Let me see. Thomas, Buchnevich, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's five forwards averaging a point per game or close to it sent during this 8-2-2 run. Number two, this team has clearly pulled together under Captain Braden Shen. There have been times when, honestly, I'm not going to lie now, I wondered whether Shen was a strong enough leader to kind of pull this group together and to kind of get on them in a way that it would get a response out of them. But I admittedly was making the typical mistake of blaming the captain because his teammates didn't compete with as much determination and fire as he did. You don't change a culture overnight, but once the Blues started taking care of business at 5-on-5, the turnaround was inevitable and a lot of things would fall into place because when they began to reestablish that strength at 5-on-5, that's what their identity evolved into. The Blues understood that their identity is that of a very strong 5-on-5 hockey team. And Shen, who is wired for 5-on-5 hockey, personifies that identity. And the Blues have rallied around him. Number three, Doug Armstrong made a steal of a deal in acquiring defenseman Cam Fowler from Anaheim 10 days before Christmas. Fowler was quite the gift for this team. He's been outstanding since his arrival, producing 7 goals, 17 assists in 37 games. And the Blues have scored 60% of the 5-on-5 goals when Fowler's been on the ice during this 8-2-2 streak. And he's got 2 goals and 9 assists in those games, leading the Blues defensemen in 5-on-5 points with 9. So he's been their best 5-on-5 player in the defensive group during this hot streak. But he's been really good ever since he came over from Anaheim. That was one hell of a trade by Army. Number four, with Fowler playing so effectively at both ends, the Blues have been able to overcome the potentially damaging loss. And I mean, could be really damaging loss of Colton Parayko, their best defenseman up until that point. He went down on March 5th. He'll probably return if they can make the playoffs, but this was a bad time to have the big man hurt. But Fowler is one of the reasons why there has been no damage as of yet, no real damage as of yet. And you have to say, too, that the extended break during the Four Nations tournament has clearly refreshed the defenseman Justin Faulk. During the 8-2-2 run that the Blues are on, they have outscored opponents 9-2 at 5-on-5 when Justin Faulk has been on the ice. He seems to have a lot more pep to his step, as they say. Number five, the Blues continue to benefit from Armstrong's summer offer sheet sneak attack on Edmonton. That maneuver brought not one but two players to the Blues, forward Dylan Holloway and defenseman Philip Roberg, two 23-year-olds with bright, bright futures. Roberg's having a good season. He had to overcome an injury, but he's back. He's playing well, and he's been spot on during the team's 8-2-2 run, with the Blues scoring 75% of the 5-on-5 goals during this stretch when Broberg is out there at 5-on-5. And Holloway's having an outstanding season. He's notched 29 points in his last 32 games and has just become more important week by week. Along those lines, number six, The young forwards are on fire over this 8-2-2 stretch. Zachary Bolduc, Jake Neighbors, and Dylan Holloway, none older than 23 years old, have combined for 17 goals and 13 assists in the 12 games. So when your best veterans are stepping up and your young players that you really need major contributions are stepping up, that's how you get to be to where you're playing as well as anyone in the National Hockey League over this time. Number seven, since February 22nd, the Blues ranked sixth in the NHL with a 32% power play success rate. And though, they allowed four power play goals and a loss at Dallas. You remember that. In the other 11 games, they killed 21 out of 23 penalties. They had one bad day at the office. So the special teams have absolutely been better during this recent hot stretch. Number eight, the Blues have really cracked down on their opponents by limiting shots. And this is Jim Montgomery hockey. During the 8-2-2 streak, the Blues ranked second in the NHL in terms of fewest shots on goal per 60 minutes in both 5-on-5 hockey and at full strength. Given the stricter shot prevention, I'd like to see a more consistent performance by their two goaltenders, of course, Jordan Binnington and Joel Hofer. Oh, I'm not saying they're bad. Just saying, you know, in fact, we've seen times when they were great. I'm just like to see more consistency. That's all. Since the Four Nations tournament ended and the Blues returned, the Blues ranked 16th in save percentage at full strength and 16th in save percentage at 5-on-5. So, yeah, you'd like to see that better, right? But that's about the only real concern I have at the moment. Hey, things can change in hockey, but right now, that's the only thing I'd look at and say, man, I hope that gets better. Listen, in the 46 games since Jim Montgomery took over, we have seen the finest, most sustained display of 5-on-5 hockey by a Blues team since Craig Berube's new 2019 team won the Stanley Cup. And I'm not predicting the Blues are going to win the Stanley Cup. I'm just hoping they get into the playoffs. But that doesn't change my overall point. The Blues were not going to become a good team again and have a firm identity again until they reestablish the kind of 5-on-5 performance that we saw that was this good since Berube's first team that won the Stanley Cup. See, I'm not lying about that. Over the final 45 regular season games in 2019, the Blues scored 59% of the goals of 5-on-5. In Monty's first 46 games, the Blues have scored just under 58% of the goals at 5-on-5. And in both cases, the Blues had a huge plus-minus advantage, goals for, goals allowed, and 5-on-5 hockey. The 2019 Blue Note team was more dominant from a bottom-line 5-on-5 standpoint because Binnington, then a rookie, a precocious rookie, he performed goaltending miracles night after night after night. But with this 5-on-5 foundation that's been shaped by Montgomery, the Blues will be, think about this, they'll be even more formidable down the stretch if Binnington and Hofer sharpen up and they play great on a consistent basis. So, yeah, this is a good time to be a Blues fan. So thanks to Chairman Tom Stillman and Doug Armstrong, Coach Jim Montgomery, his assistants, and all the players that are rising to the level we were hoping they would get to this season. But they still have a lot of work to do, and they can't afford to fall into one of those ruts that I talked about earlier. That'll do it for the Bernie Miklas Show. I'm really glad that you were with us today, and hope the Blues can get one in Nashville, and I hope Thursday, the big one, Vancouver in town at Enterprise Center. So looking forward to more success from the St. Louis Blues. You all have a great day, and thanks for watching the Bernie Show.